Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, in an interview for the Evening Standard, Harry said Britain could be a better place if white people understood more about those of a different coloured skin. For as long as structural racism exists, there will be generations of young people of colour who do not start their lives with the same equality of opportunity as their white peers, the couple wrote in an article for the paper. I wasn't aware of so many of the issues and so many of the problems with the UK and also globally as well. I thought I did, but I didn't, he said. It's not about pointing the finger. It's not about blame. I will be the first person to say again, this is about learning and about how we can make it better. I think it is a really exciting time in British culture and British history and in world culture. Well, Newsweek wrote at length about Meghan's lawsuit with a British tabloid over privacy and copyright for printing a letter she sent her estranged father after the breakdown in their relationship in the days leading up to her 2018 royal wedding. Mark Stevens of Howard Kennedy said, if I was advising Meghan, I'd be saying, get out now. This is another hole below the waterline. The risk is that how she curates her reputation, what she allows into the public domain and what she doesn't are now things that will be picked over by lawyers in cross-examination. The stakes are enormous because at the moment her reputation is not damaged particularly. She's had an invasion of privacy and she feels strongly about it, but the reality is she has only got a downside here. The more that she protests about wanting to protect her privacy, the more the people are going to investigate how she has curated the Streisand effect of amplifying the positive PR and negativizing the other PR. Professor Tim Luckhurst, principal of South College at the UK's Durham University, told Newsweek, there is no real suspicion that Meghan leaks selectively details of her private life to trusted intermediaries, that she tries to manipulate her image in the press by giving information to people she believes she can trust and doing so on an off-the-record basis. The Mail on Sunday's position is now a lot stronger. Their argument is that the letter she wrote to her father was intended to reach the public without her fingerprints being on its arrival in the public domain. This weakens her case and strengthens the Mail on Sunday's defense. Eric Schiffer, chairman of Reputation Management Consultants, said, the stakes for Meghan are that this works to eviscerate her credibility and that she participated and she was a knowing conspirator. I think you're going to see cracks that will create a further backlash against Meghan and an immense level of regret on the part of the two to go down the route of this war against the media, which is stone cold crazy. It's a choice that I think many would say is not only unwise, but shows a further level of lack of sophistication in their media approach. If they think they're going to create a big chilling effect on the media, it's just going to escalate a desire for the media to uncover more. William apparently wanted to get a large tattoo similar to the one that David Beckham has on his back. Beckham has a large guardian angel tattoo, one sailor from the HMS Iron Duke, in which Prince William was serving in the Caribbean, told The Sun, lots of the guys on board sport tattoos, and it was obvious William was fascinated. He asked how painful it was and wanted to know what they thought of his idea for a tattoo across his shoulders. We didn't think he was serious, but he said he was keen to get a large tattoo like the one David Beckham has. He said the only thing stopping him was his girlfriend. That girlfriend, Catherine, is now the Duchess of Cambridge. And sporting our own Palace Intrigue tattoo, my thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.